Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Barbecue Shop Talk. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Barbecue Shop Talk. It's our July 4th edition, a day late. I want to go out and thank all the military that are serving presently, served in the past, and will be serving in the future. Thank you for your commitment to our country and all you've done. I hope everybody had a great 4th. Nobody got burned up with the fireworks, and we had a wonderful time. We're out of town today, and we've seen fireworks launched off the Cherry Grove Pier last night. It was absolutely phenomenal. We enjoyed it. I hope you got to see some fireworks down in the Lowcountry, too, Tim.
Yeah, we sure did. Happy 4th of July to everyone. We had a great time. We fired at the pit and had some ribs and chicken. And the heat got to us a little bit, but we had a great time. So looking forward to a busy weekend. And, again, just wanted to reiterate what you said, too. Just want to thank all the troops out there for making this a great country to live in.
Good deal. Well, we've got some great guests here tonight. First up, we got Jeff Urso. He's a chef here in Columbia, and he's got a great story of how he made a change from an appraiser to a chef, and a couple of things he's going to bring to the table tonight, too. We're looking forward to talking to him. And then on our second half of the show, we have Maury Thomas with the South Carolina Barbecue Association. And I know Tim's it's near and dear to Tim's heart, him being a Master Barbecue Award winner there. And knowing Maury for a long time, and I have as well, I actually got started in the SCBA as a certified judge and went right through the ranks fairly quickly to become a master judge. And so I have a special place in my heart for those guys. Looking forward to Tim's interview with Maury here in a little bit. And, Tim, you got anything for contest or any questions this week before we kick it off with Jeff?
No, on the Facebook, no questions this week, but if you do have a question, please hit us up at the website at barbecueshoptalk.com or on Facebook. And if you'd like to be part of the show, please feel free to give us a call at 347-202-0263. A quick check of the calendars. Looks like SCBA's has their judging seminar. We'll probably talk to Maury a little bit about that coming up July 14th. And also have a contest in Gaffney with the SCBA, the South Carolina Peach Festival, on July 13th, 14th. And I believe the SBN has their judging school in North Carolina going the same weekend, July 14th. So that's kind of what the calendar looks like on the contest circuit for the next couple weeks of July.
Good deal. We're going to go ahead and bring Jeff Urso in right now. Jeff, good to have you on the show. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I'm honored.
Jeff, I find your story very interesting. We actually know each other from a while, a little further back. My wife was appraiser for a brief time.
Right.
And anyway, she worked for your father's company, which you did as well. And you went actually from being an appraiser to being a chef. And to me, that's a very interesting story. Take a few minutes and tell us a little bit how that kind of made the trip around for you.
Well, when the market took a turn south, I started looking for something else to do, just because, you know, it was real estate wasn't fun anymore, and it hurt. So I started looking for something to do, and actually found a job as an appraiser out in Las Vegas. So I moved my family from South Carolina to Las Vegas just to kind of get a different scene and just experience life somewhere else. And shortly after I got there, I walked into a restaurant in Las Vegas, right across the street from the Hard Rock Hotel. It was an Italian fine dining restaurant, and had dinner, and it was the best food I've ever had in my life. And it was right around Christmas, and so I was kind of torn, because I'm an Italian guy. I was raised, you know, in an Italian family, and you know, my dad always cooked, and I was never interested. And all of a sudden, I said, well, you know, I really need to learn how to do that. You know, I have two small children, and I'd like to teach them how as well. And so I walked back into the restaurant and asked for the chef, just cold one day, and walked in and said, you know, I'd like to learn how to cook, and I'd like a job. And he looked at me, and he said, well, what type of skills do you have? And I said, well, I don't have any skills. And I said, I worked at Outback about 20 years ago. And he said, well, you have nothing to offer me. And he threw me out. And so I got his business card before he threw me out, and I texted him and called him and emailed him for a couple of weeks, which he never responded, ever. And so I finally went back into his restaurant one day, and I just said, look, I have a job, and if you'll teach me how to cook, I will work for you for free. I said, I really want to learn. And so he agreed and told me to come back, you know, in a couple of days, and I did. And, you know, he made it very difficult on me. We made about 1,000 ravioli the first day, and, of course, the guy who is the ravioli-making expert is a very Italian man from Sardinia named Andrea. And he was very hard, and you know, they would yell at me and tell me to go get things, and they would yell at me in Italian and expect me to know what they were talking about, and you know, I hung in there and worked hard, and I think the second time I was in the restaurant, the chef invited me after shift invited me to sit down at his table and have dinner, and we drank a bottle or two of wine, and he and I have been really, really close friends ever since. And it just kind of lit a passion for cooking. And that's kind of the way I got into it.
Maybe, you know, I've seen a parallel there just a little bit. I'm not a chef, but my grandparents, my family, everybody else used to stay up playing cards, cooking hogs at night, and doing chickens and stuff. And I just was never interested in that at all. And just really through the judging, I actually got more into cooking and all. So I guess it eventually comes full circle. But, you know, a good thing for everybody out there, if you have no skills and you're willing to work for free, you might can land a job, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I don't claim to know it all. And, you know, I can make some good pasta. But, you know, moving back east was, you know, kind of a, I don't want to say a culture shock because I'm from here, but from a culinary standpoint, you know, I was used to the fine dining, you know, aspect, you know, using fresh white truffles and truffle oil and stuff like that, you know, some really expensive items. And coming back here and kind of having to go, okay, I'm not in Las Vegas, people aren't going to pay $90 for a steak, you know, and to really kind of get back into more southern cooking. So, you know, I feel like I'm starting all over again, trying to learn, you know, because I don't have years of experience cooking barbecue, you know, so I cook it very, very often, you know, and just try different things. And, you know, I'm not afraid to taste it and say it tastes bad and give it to the dogs. But, you know, it's a trial and error, but it's a lot of fun. You know, my kids love it. So I guess that's all that matters.
That's it. You know, family time, I think a lot of cooking evolved around family and everything. I know Tim can attest to this, having the kids and the kids help and all. Is just a great time to spend with the family. In fact, we're doing a little cookbook for our family just to give to the kids and a few select friends of some of our favorite recipes growing up and all. So that, you know,
right,
that's something you can kind of do for your kids and all as well out there. But I know you work a little bit at Sentence Inn helping with Sunday brunches out there. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. You know, I was talking, you know, my father and Dupree have known each other for 40 years, and I, when I started getting into cooking, I called Dupree because I've known him all my life, and he would give me some helpful pointers, and you know, just because he's such a helpful and nice guy. And so when I called him one day, I said, you know, well, you know, I lost my real estate job, so I'm moving back to South Carolina, and he said, well, great, I need somebody to come in and help me. He said, will you do it? And I said, sure, you know, but, you know, it there'll be somewhat of a learning curve just because, you know, I'm obviously not going to make homemade lobster ravioli for you. And so, you know, he brought me in and said, you know, here's what I want to do, and here's, you know, you can do with it the menu whatever you want. And I came in and made some changes, and you know, we have, you know, we've experimented with a lot of different items. And you know, one of the first things I did was I took steak and eggs off and put pulled pork on, just because everybody loves barbecue, and it's also a lot more fun to cook. You know, so we have every Sunday from 10:30 or up until this coming up week, from 10:30 till 3 o'clock, we did a traditional Sunday brunch, and we have I think Jazz Columbia would come in and play jazz music from 1 until 3. This past week, we experimented with a little bit more of a buffet style service, and it went over really, really well. You know, the traditional eggs, grits, you know, bacon, things of that nature. But we also would do, you know, omelets, you know, to order. This week we're actually going to take it a little bit further, and we're going to have a large buffet with with several different action stations where people will be there making food for you. You know, depending on what comes in on the truck, you know, we may have quail, crab cakes, obviously omelets, shrimp and grits, salmon, fish tacos. I was talking with a friend of mine back in Vegas, and we were talking about making breakfast burritos, so I'm kind of inspired to do some type of a breakfast burrito. I haven't made up my mind exactly what's going to be in it yet, but I'm sure it'll be something fantastic. You know, so I like cooking like that a lot. I mean, I love being in the kitchen, but I also really like getting out and talking to people and letting them see you cook. You know, I created a dessert, kind of a Southern Bananas Foster, but I do it with peaches, peach schnapps, and rum, and I put it over French toast. And people went bananas for it. I mean, or peaches for it, I guess.
Yeah.
and you know, and it worked really, really well. And you know, I would love to be able to sit there and do that in front of somebody, and you know, and let them watch, you know, the alcohol burn off from the rum, you know, when you flambe it. And it's just it's a lot of fun for me. You know? So it's a good little hobby.
Great. I'm looking forward to it. We haven't been down. We've been to Senate Street, but we haven't been to the brunch yet. We're gonna try to take that in the next couple of weeks here, being the family, and we're looking forward to it. We'll let y'all make these last few changes, come in and try it out with all the new changes.
Wonderful.
Something that's coming up at Senate's Inn is kind of near and dear to me, and I know Dupree, and I think yourself as well, is September 21-22. We're actually working with Dupree to put on a barbecue event at Senate's Inn.
That's right.
And they're kind of waffling on the name just a little bit. It just about got it nailed down. But anyway, we're looking for about 20 teams out there. I think we've already got 7 or 8 already committed. And
we've actually got checks from 3.
Already got checks from 3.
From 3 people.
There you go. We got some more coming in here real soon, I guarantee you that.
Right.
Everybody I've told about it has been real excited. Go ahead.
I'm really looking forward to that. You know, I think you were sitting there you and I were actually sitting there talking, and when the idea came up, and it's an amazing idea, and you know, I've never done that before, and I'm really looking forward to it. You know, I have a friend that I grew up with who is also a chef, he and I want to enter it, and we've, you know, realistically probably we'll lose, but that's not the point. The point is to get together with a bunch of people and walk around and talk to people and kind of bounce ideas and just have a really good time. So I'm really looking forward to the 21st and 22nd. And if I'm not mistaken, it's a home Carolina game, so, you know, there'll be plenty of barbecue for people to come by and pick up.
Absolutely, will be a home game. I don't know if it's an afternoon or night game yet. I think they'll make that depending on how the Gamecocks start off playing this year. But anyway,
right.
I think they're playing Missouri that day. But the event facility is absolutely phenomenal. And one other thing we'll get in a plug real quick here is Dupree started a South Carolina specialty food store.
That's
there.
Right.
And I know our products, Smoking Coal Sauce, Rub, and Buzz's Butt Dust, is featured in the store with a long list of other specialty foods from South Carolina. I'm excited about that, excited for the store, the event coming up, opportunity to cook against you, and, you know, we'll see who all else shows up as well. I know we got a couple pretty big names that have committed to me already this week, and I think it's going to be a fun time for us. And, Jeff, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. No, please go ahead.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say, the association. One of the things that Dupree asked me and Todd to do was to use some association, you know, to use products from the association. So, like our barbecue sauce, you know, because obviously, if I'm competing against your team, I can't use your sauce. That wouldn't be fair. But we've actually teamed up with one of the ladies who produces jelly, Sally's Greatest Jellies, and we're going to use her jelly to make a sauce to put with it. That way we're kind of – so everything that my team does will be nothing but coming out of the South Carolina specialty store. So we're going to use nothing but South Carolina products.
Oh, that's great. I know Friday night we're going to have kind of like a specialty foods throwdown. Slather & Brand's coming up to cook with us, and we're trying to pair as many of the teams, if not all of them, up with a – specialty foods person to do a special dish on Friday night for the Anything But. So
right.
Really looking forward to that. Anybody out there that has been to an Anything But in a barbecue contest should try to make it to this event, because I can tell you it's going to be very special, not only Friday night, but with Saturday, because there's going to be a lot of talent, a lot of new talent out there, like with Jeff and his team. Looking forward to the name that they put together for their team. That's always an interesting opportunity there to come up with something different and unique. So as soon as you figure out what you're going to call your team, call us back and I'll let us know on the show here, Jeff.
I'll do it.
Jeff, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And,
thank you so much. It's been an honor
night.
To be here. Yes,
and
sir.
We'll see you sometime next week, buddy. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We're always a pleasure talking with Jeff anytime. And next up, Tim, we've got Maury Thomas coming on from SCBA. Are you ready to talk with Maury for a little while?
Absolutely. Looking forward to talking with Maury from the SCBA. And just about, folks, if you've got any questions during the show, you can hit us at the phone number there. It's 347-202-0263. Also hit us on Facebook. Now let's move on to the South Carolina Barbecue Association and the ever-famous Maury Thomas. Maury, are you there?
Hey, Tim, how you doing tonight?
Good, good, good. I just want to tell you, it's a pleasure talking to you. And, folks, if you don't know Maury, you look in the dictionary under just a great guy, and it's going to have Maury's picture. The guy's smiling every time you see him. He's never down. He's always such a great guy to talk to. And I'd say it's a pleasure when you marshal events and when I get to see you out there, because I really think you do a lot for South Carolina barbecue. And I just want to be the first to really thank you on air for everything that you do to promote South Carolina barbecue.
Well, Tim, that's a mighty kind comment, and I appreciate you saying that. Now, there is a reason for that smile. Every time you see me and I'm smiling, I know I'm going to taste your barbecue. So that means I'm going to smile, Tim, and it's that good. It sure is.
Well, I appreciate it. That endorsement check will be in the mail to you as usual. Well, Mar, why don't you tell us a little bit about the South Carolina Barbecue Association. I know you have a new judges class coming up for folks who may not already be a member. Kind of fill us in on what the association is doing and how they can join.
Sure, Tim. We have currently the largest membership. The South Carolina Barbecue Association was formed in 2004. So we're 8 years old at this time, and we have grown exponentially. We have grown very, very quickly. We have now 641 active members in the SCBA. Of course, some of those are judges, a few of those are associate members, a few of those are cook teams, et cetera. But we do have a very, very large and diversified group of people who are members of the SCBA. We have each year, as we're growing with that as well, we have about 30 to 35 events scheduled for this year, for 2012. It used to be in the summertime, Tim, was not traditionally a barbecue time, but we have additionally started to fill in the summer months when people said, oh, it's too hot for barbecue, or fall and spring's good barbecue time. We're now filling in the gaps. We have events virtually every month of the year now, July and August. So we're filling in the gaps with more festivals and interesting events coming our way. But you did ask specifically about the judge seminar. And, Tim, twice a year the SCBA offers judging seminars. Once a year in July, we always home base that seminar in Columbia, which is the SCBA's headquarters, the hometown. And then the other month of the year in January, we always float one around the state. Last year we had one in Charleston area. We're looking at doing one in Aiken next year. So we're kind of moving around to where we see some potential for judges coming in. But July 14th, that would be the weekend following this one coming up, we're going to be in Columbia at St. Paul's Lutheran Church on Bull Street. The seminar is about a six-hour seminar. We will go in about 10 o'clock in the morning, Tim. We'll give introductions to the new judges and tell them what the SCBA is all about, what kind of judging standards we are offer and have, and we'll have a fun lunch, and we'll make a day of it. So this begins the training of a certified judge.
Now, if someone wants to attend that, I imagine they would visit your website at scbarbecue.com or
that's
maybe
right.
Contact. It looks like the contact person on there is Lake High, and I see his email on the event calendar site, and it looks like you've also got a workshop coming up the next month, August 4th.
That's right, Tim. The way that a person that would be interested in the SCBA to become a member as well as a judge, we'll guide them to our website, which is scbarbecue.com. Tim, interestingly enough, in the food writing world, a lot of food writers try to spell barbecue B-A-R with not a Q in it, with a C in it, B-A-R-B-E-Q-C-U-E. So without a C in it, we always spell it with a Q. SCBarbecue, BARBEQUE.com. So if they will go to SouthCarolinaBarbecue.com, they will find a tab on our page called Join Us. Get some information about how to join, the fees to join, the seminars, et cetera, and they will end up emailing Lake High, which his name is and address is on that website, and they will go directly to Lake and put in their name into the hat and say, we'll see you on Saturday the 14th.
And now the association is not limited just to judges, I understand. Cook teams can also be part of the association, and the website's just chock full of information on upcoming contests. There's a message board on the website for correspondence, buy, sell, cookers, keep in contact, fellowship, and then they also have what's called the Master Barbecue Association, the NBA Awards, which is the top barbecue team every year. You can kind of keep up on the standings with that. Is that right?
Well, absolutely, Tim. And you should very well know what that NBA, the Master Barbecue Award is, because you're the, what they always call in the Navy, you're the plank holder. You are the one that actually, you were the initial winner of that award back in 2005. So
yeah, I'm actually polishing it right now as we speak. I got a little, hair polish.
You can't gloat too much, Tim. You're on the radio, and nobody can see you beaming here. But the award has been very successful, Tim. People vie for this award. They put a tremendous amount of effort into it. The award, Tim, as you well know, is an accumulation of points throughout the year as the cook teams. As the cook teams work towards victories and they place in different events, that the points are similar to NASCAR, and then they add up and the cumulative points will name the award winner. So obviously the cream rises to the top, and Tim, I would say that JT's barbecue is probably one of the very best in the state.
Oh, I appreciate that, and I think it's an honor to look at the list of previous winners and besides those guys, George King, Doug Quinn, all those guys that you cook with week in and week out, and you really feel like you accomplished something whenever you can, beat them at a contest, which is pretty hard here lately. But the SCBA is always growing. It looks like you guys are always adding something new. Are there any new programs that you have on tap, or what can we look for in the future of the SCBA?
Yeah, great question. I'm glad you asked me that. Of course, we love good barbecue, and that's the foundation. That's our backbone. You know good barbecue. You and Mark are both some of the finest barbecue chefs in the state. But occasionally, Tim, interestingly enough, we'll get phone calls from got a phone call from a lady in a little town called 6 Mile, South Carolina, and she said, "Maury, unfortunately, we're not one of these big events, and we're not loaded with dollars, and we can't afford to come in and have 75 cook teams come in like a." Some of the bigger places, Kings Tree, Ridgeway, 75 teams, 75 judges, the whole town gets in there. She said, "Maury, we're just a small little town, and what I want to do is I want to have 5 local restaurant people come in, and I want them to cook barbecue for the town and sell sandwiches for a fundraiser for the library, and I want somebody from an organization like yours to come in and judge this barbecue and just tell the cook teams, hey, look, here's a little trophy, bragging right kind of thing." So we spawned an idea. Not everybody has the resources to go in for a big festival like we're talking about. So we formed a small group of professional judges, and we select the top judges in our organization, and we call this the Jock Squad, J-O-C, Judges on Call. And the Judges on Call is a group of 3 senior and master judges who will be dispatched to a small festival like we're talking about in 6 Mile, a festival that doesn't have the resources or the depth or the scope to to have a huge barbecue festival. They just got five teams, and they want to find out who's got the best chicken bog, or the fire department, who's got the best liver nibs, or who's got the best banana pudding, or who's got the best whatever they want to do, chili or oyster stew. So for a very nominal fee, we send out, much lower fee than it would be to sanction the whole event, we will send out a team of three professional judges, call our jock squad, and we will judge their event. We will we'll go there, and we will go through the same judging criteria, the same, you know, what we call is pairwise comparison. In other words, we take samples from the teams, and we compare them directly against each other on the spot that day. It's not what we felt like Uncle Albert used to cook the best barbecue under the tobacco barn. We're talking about what is in front of us right now. And
there
that's pairwise comparison. We're comparing one against the other, side by side, heads up. And that's the method of judging that we usually employ.
Okay, well, that sounds great. I think it's a great program, and it's just another example of how South Carolina Barbecue Association is working tirelessly over the years to promote barbecue in South Carolina, the fellowship that comes with barbecue. And I tell you, if you're not a member of the South Carolina Barbecue Association, folks, you really need to check it out, because every event is usually, in my experience, based around some type of really worthwhile charity. So you get to go out there, not only eat good barbecue, but you get the feeling of helping out these local towns. I've done contests. I know, Mark, you can attest. We did one for the town to buy Christmas lights, you know. Just little things like that. And when you get out there and you put that judge's apron on, you feel like you're giving back to the community. You're having great fellowship with guys and gals who just love, you know, barbecue. And then it's also, I think it's the best deal around, because I think an individual membership, if I'm not wrong, is $35, somewhere around there. You get to eat all barbecue around the state. It's one of the best pitmasters. But you guys also have a program where you can advance and become a senior judge and a master judge and a calculator and even maybe help train new judges. So it's one of these organizations where when you become a member of it, you just don't stop there. The barbecue kind of, the learning and the tasting kind of is always evolving. Am I right?
Absolutely, Tim, and you're right in that. Probably one of the most rewarding things that my wife Pam and I do together is go to different areas of South Carolina and judge these events. Family memberships are available. Like you say, a single membership is $35, and a family membership is $55. This is a very, very rewarding experience for a couple or people in the same family, possibly fathers and sons or fathers and daughters or husbands and wives, to go to these events together and get to see interesting places. I've never been to Seneca, South Carolina, until I judged a barbecue festival there. It's beautiful, the rolling hills, and just absolutely, just it's the adventure and the trip going there. You get to eat some amazing barbecue. We all understand that. But it's the adventure. It's that whole process of anticipation, excitement. And plus, Tim, when you get there, you're going to see some really, really great friends. You develop friendships with these barbecue judges. Cook teams, for example, you're out there cooking and a judge walks by and says, "Tim, good to see you, man," and you give him a big hug. You know, I mean, it's that kind of fraternity, that fellowship that you look forward to, and everybody's real excited about it. For example, Mark Busby was one of the influential people in training me when I went into the organization. And that's a feeling of respect and brotherhood that Mark and I will always share together. And the barbecue brought us together, but the friendship holds you together. And I can't stress enough what a great organization this is. And looking at the friendship factor, you know, Tim, you know this as well as I do.
Yeah, I tell you, it really is. You know, folks, if you get a chance to go out there and join the SCBA, and or at least go to their website, get some information on it, and I'll tell you, you couldn't ask for more. Their website is scbarbecue.com. Again, that's barbecue with a Q, .com. So check out their Join Us tab. And I want to thank Maury Thomas for being part of it. I'm not sure we dropped his call there or not, but I want to thank him for being part of the show tonight. And I want to, again, have everybody check out the website. There are a lot of events coming up, something to do every month.
Yeah, it's always
thanks
good. Maury's always good having you on the show there, and I appreciate the friendship and all the great things you've done for us, some of our events over the years. and I look forward to seeing you down the road. And again, folks, if you are not signed up to be a judge, July 14th, SCBA at, I believe it was St. Paul's in Columbia. It's class certainly worth going to. You will enjoy yourself. The only negative, Tim, I found over the years is once you get to eat barbecue from you guys and Doug and the guys that win this all the time, it's a little harder to find restaurant barbecue restaurants that you are willing to eat at because you just you've gained a better appreciation for some really great barbecue, I think. So
that's the only thing you gain either. I tell you, when I first started, I think I was 180 pounds. Now I'm on an insulin pump. I sleep with a CPAP. And I, you know.
We're trying to get people signed up, Tim. Come on.
But the food's so good, you can't stop eating it, I tell you. So, but it's there's nothing better than a good bit of barbecue.
Thanks again, Maury, for joining us. Daryl, we have a caller in. Hello, Daryl?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hey, buddy, we got any callers out there?
Let's see.
Tim, it was always good talking with Maury.
Yeah, we got a 843-601-05. Go ahead.
Hello, caller.
843, you're on the line. 601.
That's my number, Mark.
Okay. Well, we must be, I know we're just about out of time. We have less than a minute now, and sorry if we missed a caller there that was due to call in or something. We got dropped there. Sorry if there's any technical difficulties there. Please call us back. Next week we'll have a couple more exciting guests, and Tim's always great to be a part of the show with you and Daryl, and thank him for his time. And you got any parting words, Tim?
No, just want to wish everybody again another happy 4th of July. And for those of you who don't know, Mark and I are both kind of out in the country, so we're having kind of the little radio control panel swap there. So sorry if we dropped that caller there. But also check us out on the website. I have all our archive shows. Please check us out on Barbecue Superstars. And we look forward to having any questions from you on website or on Facebook. So until then, keep it smoking.
Absolutely. Daryl, you want to kick us out of here with some good music?
Yeah, let's go. And always listen to Barbecue Shop Talk.